Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Chris, who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
I'm going to probably root for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Are you rooting against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I have to, because I'm watching the Super Bowl with my brother, and he's a huge Pittsburgh fan. I don't want him to beat his children.
But, you know, Aaron Rodgers is from our hometown.
Oh, well, yeah. Aaron Rodgers and I went to the same junior college. That's what I've been telling everybody. And it's not one of those bullshit stories like I wash trains.
No, that's true. Chris, yeah. And Aaron Rodgers.
We went to college together.
Both attended. Can I say the name of the college?
Yeah.
Butte College. And Chris was actually on the football team with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he threw me all the touchdown passes.
I remember.
Yeah. I would always go long, and then he'd throw it right.
Like, how would the...
To be honest, sometimes he would throw way off, but I'd still always catch the passes.
You actually got... Because he then went to Cal, because mm-hmm. he was like a star at Butte College.
Oh, his stats were so inflated.
That's what I'm saying. You think he got into Cal because of you?
No, he got onto Green Bay because of me. And I wrote him a letter of rec.
So, give me what it sounds like in the huddle.
Okay.
You and Aaron Rodgers like, in the huddle.
He'd be like, hey, Hotshot, go long again. He used to call me Hotshot.
All right. So then what would you say?
I'd say, you know it, Fagatron.
That's not homophobic. He asked everyone to call him Fagatron. Mm-hmm. It was this robot character he invented.
It was this gay robot.
Right.
So then he just throw me all these touchdown passes, dude.
Right.
And that's how we won the Super Bowl of colleges.
Well, of junior colleges.
You didn't have to say that.
I didn't have to.
You didn't have to shame Aaron Rodgers' academic record.
No, well, he went to Cal and had a very...
Oh, right, so did I.
He moved on. Where did you end up going?
Went to Cal. Had a very lucrative career catching touchdown passes.
Did you go different years than him, or did
no,
you
No, same
stay...
years.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's passed anyone but me.
So, I'm actually rooting for Green Bay because I want Aaron Rodgers to put our hometown on the map.
Yeah. We already put it on the map, especially me, but I want him to have a star on our map.
Actually, we're on the Oroville Wikipedia page now. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
But I want... Actually, here's a request. I want someone to update it and write a full-on...
like the story of our lives?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Paul Harvey right now. Pretty soon, everyone's going to know the rest of the story of Shoddy Radio.
What was I going to say?
Three podcasters.
It's deadly, deadly accurate, but your Paul Harvey's almost as good as my
it's
John
not bad. Martin. It's sort of like a Tom Snyder. Pretty close.
You know who else put our town on the map? We were talking about this on a couple podcasts ago with Jackie Cashin, was Ishii.
Yeah, the last of the Ahi.
Yeah.
But he wasn't just the last of the Ahi, Danny. He was also the last wild Indian.
No, I know. I know that, but I'm afraid that... What I'm afraid of, when I listened to that podcast, I felt like maybe a lot of people didn't understand how culturally significant Ishii was. Not only to, like, Oroville, but just to, you know, the entire...
Just the world.
Just to the world. So, I was...
Did you remember hearing some story that Ishii's brains got stolen?
I don't remember hearing that.
Really? I think... Or, no, maybe it was Einstein's brain.
No, that's...
Never mind, it was Einstein.
Yeah.
Something of Ishii's got stolen, though. Maybe it's a whole skull or a scalp.
I'll tell you what it was. His land.
Yeah. And his dignity. That's still... You know what else? America's innocence.
Chris, on that note...
That was heavy.
On that note, would you like to do a little bit of a reading from...
Sure.
Can you tell us the name of the book?
It's called Ishii, Last of His Tribe. The True Story of a Boy from a Lost Civilization.
Okay.
And
now, this is not going to be funny.
What I like about this book is it really deals with dignity, the plight of the Native Americans. Uh-huh. It doesn't demonize them or make them childlike or...
Right, like most of our American history books do.
Okay, this is a song that Ishii's little cousin made up spontaneously.
Should I give you some, like...
You do that.
I think I know the song. Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh. White and blue, Saldu treasure, says, shoo, 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 when I run. There's a map in here of Yahi's world.
Is that an amusement park? Oh, by the way, a lot of people aren't familiar with our town. We built an amusement park in Orville called Yahi's.
That would be the most boring amusement park about Yahi. All the rides would be about mashing corn.
That's what I was going to say. The only ride would be the mortar and the pestle. You didn't read much. Come on, read a passage.
And elder uncle said, Suah! May the brush grow rank and tall, swallowing the villages, catching the clumsy feet of the Saldu and their four footers, throwing them to the earth. Soon the enemy with his destroying weapons shall be as nothing here. The canyon has already forgotten him. Suah!
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
What's up?
Oh, how you doing?
Good to hear your voice. How'd your week go?
Not too bad. How about yours?
Pretty good, all in all.
Hey, I was going to ask you, do you remember, what was that poem that you used to tell me, or it was the Native American, like, prayer or something?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called.
Oh, it was just, remember, it was the prayer that, Yellow Lark, a Teton Sioux medicine man, gave to the white man in 1893. That's the only, you know, thing that I ever learned about it. I don't believe it had a title.
What was it? Wasn't it?
It goes like this. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the wind, and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me, I come before you, one of your many children. I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may know the things you have taught my people, the lesson you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength, not to be superior to my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me ever ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so that when life fades as the fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame. All right. I love that, sir. Thanks.
How about if we make Shoddy Radio an atheist podcast?
I think it already is. Our podcast doesn't believe in God.
Well, I know it is an atheist podcast, but we just made it. We switched it from comedy.
How about the Atheist Cooking Hour?
With Chris and Danny.
And Ben.
No, because when Ben's
we'll call ourselves Chef Chris and Chef Danny. And Sous Chef Ben.
Well, the problem is Ben's not here today.
So, he's not here today, but he'll be back.
I know, but my point is, when Ben's not here, we'll do our own little thing. This is This is the Atheist Cooking Hour with Chef Chris and Chef Danny and Chef Boyardee.
How about this? Football Tonight with Shoddy Radio and the Cooking Atheist Hour.
All right. So what's our format?
We're going to talk about football tonight during an hour of atheist cooking.
Okay, here's... Well, first off, let's start you off with some easy recipes.
How about this? How about this? The Native American News and Community Update Hour.
with
Chris and Danny and Ben.
Chief Chris.
Chief Chris. Chief Chris, Chief Danny, and Squaw Ben.
Squaw, dude, he just got demoted.
I called him a girl. An Indian.
Yeah, we need to get that Shoddy Radio themed, because that's a problem. People don't know what they're tuning in for.
They don't know
what
their brand is.
Yeah, they don't know what they're tuning in for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, they need to know.
Every week we do the same type of thing.
Yeah. Professional tennis tips and pizza recipes.
What if that was our podcast? Every week
we have like a tip from John McEnroe's biography, and here's a new pizza recipe, pepperoni on mozzarella.
That's new?
What's new to us? This is the first time we're mentioning
it. Oh, right. We start easy.
Right. We're not saying we're inventing. We're not going to reinvent the wheel. We're just going to explain. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So there's an, we'll put these all down and have the audience vote on it. So what do we have so far? We had the Native American.
Oh, wait. The tennis tips. Okay. Here's one. Work on your backswing. And the recipe is garlic chipotle.
That we don't. Do we tell them the ingredients, or we just tell them what the recipe is called?
Well, we leave it up to them to decide what the recipe is versus what other ingredients.
All right. Now,
garlic chipotle sounds like a delicious pizza, by the way.
I know, that sounds horrible.
What the fuck is that?
Actually, it doesn't sound that bad. I feel like chipotle can't be that bad.
I don't know why. And I like garlic chipotle on everything. I could pepperoni, and that was the only real pizza I could think of.
And then the well was dry. You just started throwing out words. You just started combining words.
Hawaiian. I couldn't think of a sausage.
Okay. Okay, that's if we were going to do that. Yeah. So, but I'm saying,
which is a good idea. That's probably what we'll go with.
What other ideas did we have? Didn't you say the
Native American news and community updates?
All right. Let's do that show real quick.
Or community events.
First, the show starts. First, the show starts out. Oh, yeah. It's got to be a combination.
It was a combination. What was the other thing?
I don't remember. You're going to just make
it. Let's just say soup recipes.
They're all recipes?
Well, people like recipes.
All right. So, how would we start the show?
We'd say, Danny, has the Cherokee Nation yet returned? And you'll obviously say no.
No,
and doesn't. I'll be like, cream of onion.
I feel like that's too target of a demographic because.
Yeah, because, well, no, it's because.
The soup, it broadens it.
Indians love soup.
Well, I'm saying, but not that many people care about Native American news.
You know? Well.
We're only going to be, we're just cutting our eyes.
A lot of people might care. You don't have to be Indian to care about the Indians.
You don't have
Danny.
To be, but be realistic, Chris.
I care about black people not being slaves, and I'm not black.
You don't really care about that. And you wouldn't listen to a podcast about how black people aren't slaves. That wouldn't be an interesting
Well, maybe
podcast.
It would be. How black people aren't slaves.
Hey, hang on. Yeah. And what recipe?
Salad dressings. Not even a recipe, just different kinds of salad dressing will be brought up. Okay, here's part one.
All right.
You know, Danny, since the Civil War, the black man's been free.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. And Thousand Island.
Each show is less than a minute.
Well, we get into more in-depth. Right. You know, these are just broad strokes.
Okay. I don't know which one's my favorite so far. What about a sports-related one?
A sports-related one? Yeah. Like Football Tonight?
Yeah, Football Tonight.
Okay. Football Tonight. And you give me this funny look. Football Tonight and...
A book review. Some type of...
Okay, a book review.
No, Football Tonight and...
And a book review about a sausage recipe book. Okay, so, Danny, tonight there will not be any football.
Well, we can talk about the Pro Bowl. What did you think of the Pro Bowl this year, Chris?
Well, I'd love to get into it, but we're completely out of time. Anyway, there's this book I read once about sausage recipes, and that's all the time we have.
How was it? Tune in next week to find out how it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that way, cliffhanger.
Yeah. It's a teaser. It's all about pairing things together.
Okay.
That people will like, so that they'll like our show twice as much.
Well, some people like to listen to podcasts to learn things.
Right. You know, like automotive repair?
Automotive repair and read the dictionary.
Okay.
All right. You do the automotive repair.
Okay. This is our most ambitious one yet, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'll call in.
Okay. You have a question? You'll have the question. Ready?
Yeah.
Bling, bling. Hello. Sorry.
My pager's going off.
Hello. Thank you for calling automotive repair and reading the dictionary. Do you have a question about automotive repair?
Yeah, first time caller, long time listener. I have a question about automotive repair.
Oh, well, it sounds like your car might be flooded. Okay, and now the aardvark.
Hang on. How do you spell aardvark?
A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K.
The aardvark.
You know, we got a hard break, Danny. There's no way we can go over time.
The aardvark is a medium-sized burrowing nocturnal mammal native to Africa.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to Automotive Repair and
Reading the Dictionary.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or call at 774-633-9669. That's 7-SHODDY-NOW.
So many good show ideas.
Yeah, these are all good. I feel like all of them at a point, though,
will be like number one.
It'll get stale how number one they are.
It'll be like iTunes will be like another 8-way tie for number one.
Wait, we're going to do all of them? I thought we were going to choose one.
No, we can do them all. Because we can't possibly choose.
This is ambitious.
Danny, you can't expect me to make a Sophie's choice.
We're just going to have to be podcasting nonstop.
Yeah, well, just every day we'll podcast.
How about this? YouTube is pretty big. That's a big thing. Maybe we could do like a YouTube-related podcast.
Okay, we'll do describing something that somebody else saw that was funny on YouTube and dental tips. Danny, from what I understand, Shoddy saw a video about a guy who saw two rainbows.
Yeah, he told me about
that. And he said that it was funny because the guy was retarded.
Yeah, he told me the rainbow guy. He said that it seemed like the guy was on drugs and he started crying when he watched it. Or no, when the guy saw the rainbows, he was crying about the rainbows.
Yeah, in addition to brushing and flossing, you should schedule a cleaning with your dentist once a year.
I kind of like all these shows.
And that's all the time we have.
All right. New show. Something ocean related.
Ocean related? Okay. The plight of the ocean otters.
Is that a thing? Do you think that's a thing?
Ocean otters?
I'll tell you something. I just learned this today. Did you know that sea otters, I think they're called sea otters. That's why it threw me off, because you called them ocean otters.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't figure out what was
ocean otters. I knew there was something wrong with it, too. That. I was thinking ocean seals?
It's sea otters. Did you know that sea otters, when they sleep, they hold hands so that they don't drift apart?
Oh, that's gay.
That's not gay. That's cute.
Well, it's not cute. It's survival.
But it's still
if they held hands just to be cute, then it would be cute.
It doesn't. You don't have to do things in order to be cute for it to be cute. Little kids aren't running around trying to do cute things, but you still think they're cute.
I don't think
they're cute. wait, what was it? Ocean?
No, it's the plight of the sea otters.
The plight of the sea otters and
Danny prank calls a child.
All right.
Okay.
Tell us something about the sea otters, Chris.
Okay. The sea otters will oftentimes sleep above water.
Is that right?
Okay. And then Danny.
Hang on one second. Ring.
Hello? This is a grown man.
Hi, is your son home?
Who the hell is this? Click.
I just got hung up on? Wait, did you hang up on me?
Beep, 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 beep.
All right, I'll try again. Ring.
Hi, this is Scout.
Oh, hey, Scout, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I was just going to go on my paper route.
That's good to hear. Hey, before you leave on your paper route, can you do me a favor? Is your refrigerator running? Can you check if your refrigerator's running?
Yeah, it's running.
Hey, while you're out on your paper route, why don't you try to catch it, faggot?
What?
Eat shit.
I'm just an innocent kid.
Fuck off.
My name's Scout Appleby. Shucks.
I'm joshing you, Scout. You're on the radio right now. You're on a... Sea... The plight of the... sea otter... And Danny prank calls a kid. You know that show, right?
I listen every day.
Can you believe that you're on?
I listen after school.
Can you believe that you're on the air right now?
No, I can hardly believe it. I can't wait to tell all the fellas.
Scout, did I dial back in time also when I called you? Well, thanks for playing along, Scout, and we'll send you out a t-shirt.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book.
Shoddy Radio. Shoddy Radio.
I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book.
A shoddy radio. A shoddy radio.
A shoddy radio.
A shoddy radio.